Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Rupal Patel. She is an ex-CIA agent, serial entrepreneur, business coach, and author, professional speaker, and entrepreneur in residence. Rupal, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Christopher. It's great to be here with you.
So this is actually my first podcast for the day. And literally, we spoke for like 15 minutes already prior to the podcast, only because I'm excited for our audience to really, really dive into your story, Rupal. We talked about voice. We talked about story. This podcast is about inspiring stories. How did you go from being born and raised in New York City as a South Asian woman to eventually become in the CIA?
Well, I sort of joke with those who've ever seen that movie Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston that I was on the non-plan plan. I was always very good at school and getting good grades and doing that sort of good Asian girl thing. And I loved school, but I never really had a clear idea of what it was I wanted to be when I grew up. You know, everyone expected I'd be a doctor or a lawyer or go into banking, and it just wasn't my thing. And so I basically just, when I went to undergrad, I started learning about things that I was interested in and majored in poli sci and then found I really loved it. And so then spent a summer actually as an intern at the State Department in Oman and just absolutely fell in love with that expatriate life, learning about new cultures, learning new languages, meeting with diplomats. And so when it came time a few years later for me to sort of fast forward and I'd gotten a master's in international affairs, I just thought, wow, well, let me explore what options there are for me to work and serve in our government. And so the CIA opportunity came up and I just thought it'd be crazy not to take it. So that's how I ended up there.
So now I'm going to rewind and really break down what Rupal just shared with us in a non-humble way. And because the reality is this. I have so many guests that want to be speakers, coaches, and they always ask me, Christopher, how do you stand out? How do you stand out? How do you stand out? And Rupal, I said to her, I'm close to 1,000 interviews on a podcast, but I've interviewed more than 1,000 people in the world with my podcast, nonprofit work, whether with Elon Musk or Buzz Aldrin. And I say to them, first of all, you have to have the credibility and credentials, and then you have to know how to share your story. So in Rupal's case, if you look at her LinkedIn profile, her pedigree is ridiculous, meaning she graduated from Columbia University, which she didn't mention, for undergrad. Then she went to University of Chicago for master's. And then she went to London Business School for her MBA. And then at the CIA, she works there for 5 years and she gets to brief the president of the United States. Now, this is not me feeding your ego, Rupal. It's letting the people on the podcast know that if you have an intention to share your story, that is an intention. You won't get to share your story at a global stage if you want to be a professional, if you don't understand that look. Excuse me. I didn't go to these schools, but I worked at American Express, so there's credibility there. I didn't go to these schools or work at the CIA, but I've spoken at Google, I've interviewed Elon Musk. What I'm saying to the listeners on this podcast is you have to have a 1/3 Simon Cowell where you're brutally honest with yourself and 2/3 Oprah Winfrey where if you don't have people encouraging. So with Rupal, again, I hope you know that your pedigree is like ridiculous and insane and that I said to Rupal, Davos is the premier networking conference in the world. And so she's already at that level in the terms of the credibility. And so she should really consider that because we talked about, again, as an Asian person and as a woman, Rupal, tell us what you feel since are primarily your clients women?
Yeah. So I work with a lot of female executives and then female founders of their own startups.
So tell us why you chose to work specifically with women.
Yeah. So as you alluded to, it was along the lines of some of what we talked about offline, which is this idea around voice and then being first and foremost, finding your voice, finding what makes you unique, what makes you powerful, what makes you, you know, really good at what you do. And then actually doing, I guess, a little bit of the opposite of what I just did, which is really, really finding an authentic way to showcase that, that doesn't make you feel like a self-congratulatory jerk, but in a way that accurately conveys just how much of a badass you are. And I think for a lot of women, that making that transition from first and foremost, from realizing and owning their worth and owning their accomplishments to then being able to talk about them in a way that feels comfortable, but also isn't downplaying who they are and what they're about and what they can do, is something that's really important to me. And, you know, I think often they say that you coach the things that you need to hear yourself sometimes. And it's, you know, it was one of the things that was really important in my life. And as I've gotten older, I guess, and more experienced, I've gotten better, but it's definitely, you know, it's always something that I'm conscious of and I want to help other women do for themselves.
No, that's a great point, Rupal, relative to what you were saying, you coach what you need to hear. I, as a kid, before I even knew I was Asian, or even I knew as a boy, meaning like who I am, it's like, I had a teacher telling me, Christopher, shut up. Christopher, shut up. Christopher, shut up. Now, they didn't say that, but when they tell you at 6 or 7, 8 years old, like, hey, Christopher, you're talking too much in class, you're going to stay out of class and write, I want to talk in class 100 times. So all I'm saying is the very core memory I had in a kid as a kid was my teachers telling me to shut up. And then I had a reading disability and I was really short. And so I'm telling this to the audience, especially for all the women out there, the reason why men are more successful potentially is not because we're the brightest, because again, women read more, women are better listeners. And this might be controversial, but it's like, it's because there's a woman named Karen Feinerman. She's in the finance world, and she wrote a book about the secrets I want to tell my daughter. And she pretty much said for years, she would have guys go in, talk about investments, and they would pound the table and say, this investment's great. This company's great. We got to buy that. Even though she knew that this guy wasn't that bright or wasn't the smartest person, but he would pound the table. And when women went into the boardroom, they'd be like, and analyzing, oh, here are the three choices. This is the other choices. And she pretty much said to women, pound the table more. Yeah. And it's okay to be feminine, by the way. Sometimes women, they are overly masculine. And any woman that doesn't believe they're masculine, or any man that doesn't believe the feminine, they're just not believing in actual science, because our mother and father created us. So from a purely genetic standpoint, we have 50% of a man and 50% of women. So any man that doesn't admit that they're feminine to some degree is not very smart or aware. And the same thing with women. But for you, Rupal, I admire that you're leading the cause. And so what's one of the biggest challenges you see in women that cannot find their voice or don't want to share their voice?
I think a lot of it is just this fear around, well, what will happen if I do? What will happen if I raise my head above the parapet? What will happen if I do make myself more assertive in meetings or do start pounding the table? It's this unknown, because again, women are, I mean, you know, the statistics show that women are just treated differently when we are bold or when we're more assertive. We're categorized in very non-flattering ways when we are seen as being too ambitious or too aggressive. And so the traits that are rewarded in men are often penalized in women. And so it's this fear of like, well, what if I do this and then this happens? Or what if I do that and then, you know, I will undermine my career or in some ways be attacked either publicly or privately. I mean, there are so many, again, examples of women who do speak out, do make, you know, very bold, powerful statements or stand for something and then are treated pretty viciously for doing so. So the fear is partly internal, but partly external when they see others being cut down for being too out there. So that fear of like, oh, I don't want to put myself out there. I don't want to make myself vulnerable. I don't want to, you know, give people a reason to attack me. That's one of the biggest things. And it's, as I said, it's both legitimate based on other people's, you know, experiences that they've seen, but also that internal sense of like, maybe I should just stay small.
Yeah. Well, Rupal, and for everyone listening, you want vicious people, you want haters, you want people that doubt you, because at the end of the day, when you look at life, when you look at the people that have made the most difference in life, whether it's Gandhi, Dr. King, Oprah Winfrey, Jesus Christ, Muhammad, the whole point is those that have made the most difference in the world have had haters, the most vicious haters. So for anyone listening, especially women, accept that you will get haters, accept that you'll have people vicious, and that's a good thing. That means you're in the right direction.
Exactly.
And that being said, though, you might have people that rub you the wrong way, which is fine, because everyone's not going to be in your tribe. I know myself, I have clients all around the world, and there was a point where I didn't have many female clients. And I literally asked my female client, hey, Dragana, tell me how I should get in. She's like, well, sometimes your vibe doesn't attract that. I have 90% male. So it's a business, Christopher. So I'm like, you know, she has a point. But what I'm saying is, whoever's out there, whether you're man or woman or minority or not, when you're able to own your own voice and share that consistently, you have to be obviously tactful because you don't want to be bulldozing people like certain people. But the whole point is, when you find that voice, you don't want to be afraid, and you want to actually, if you know that you're pissing people off, that's a good thing. If you know you have haters, good. But I do want to encourage you, Rupal, and everyone out there, especially women, that when you have gone to schools like this, there's nothing wrong with saying, yeah, I was very fortunate enough to go to various Ivy League schools like Columbia University and University of Chicago. And then I, as the interviewer, this is why I'm so passionate about interviewing people, is like, when you have someone else shine a light on you, you don't look like that as what you call jerk. And I'm fine, by the way. I've been called a jerk. I've been called pushy. I've been called pushy, and I'm fine with it. Because again, if I don't do that, I'll just be another minority or another person that has a voice that doesn't share that. So I encourage you, Rupal, and everyone listening, not just women, but especially women, but everyone, we're here for a short time. Yeah. And so the alternative is, when you die, your story is going to die with you.
Yep.
And you're cheating the world from your story, because your story is essentially a seed in your hand. And if you don't plant the seed, it's not going to grow in other people's hearts. So for everyone's listening, do your best to not worry so much about your fears and focus more on the courage that every step you take, you'll grow stronger. And Rupal, thank you so much for sharing your story with our podcast. How do I stay in touch with you? How do our listeners stay in touch with you? How do our listeners hire you as a coach?
They can find me very easily online at rupalypatel.com. And then they can find all of the details that they want and binge on all kinds of content that I've created for them. So send them there, rupalypatel.com.
I like when you say binge. Rupal, thank you so much for being on.
And I'm like Pringles. Once you start, you can't stop. So.
Oh, yeah. There we go. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.